So, investigations. I will say this. There's no hard and fast rule, hardly at all, when it comes to investigations. They are like divorces. There's no two alike. There may be some similarities, but bottom line is it is very individual, specific, fact specific, and you can't make broad brush, this is the way it's always going to be, and this is always the perfect way to do it, because that's just not realistic. You have to be creative in each scenario and determine what's the best approach for this particular situation at this particular time. And the only thing that I would say is probably a universal, and that is just let your common sense rule. Because ultimately, when you're in front of a jury and you're having to justify what you did or didn't do in an investigation, who you did or didn't talk to, what you did or didn't ask, it's going to boil down to, yeah, anybody with retrospect can shred your investigation and say, you screwed it up, you didn't do it right, you know, you should have done this, you should have done that. But bottom line is, if what you did was reasonable and it made sense to you, it's going to fly. Yeah. So I wouldn't sweat the small stuff. Just make sure it makes sense, that what you're doing is not clearly biased, that you're giving an opportunity to gather information that's relevant, good, bad, or ugly. You're not trying to stack the deck. You really are trying to get to the bottom of whatever the issue is. The focus of my examples is going to be on harassment investigations, and that's because of the defense that becomes available in harassment lawsuits, that once the company knew or should have known about harassment, it investigated and took prompt and appropriate remedial action. So because that's part of a response in a harassment lawsuit, that's the context within which I am most familiar. I've done other types of investigations.